On AM, FM, DAB, digital radio across the United Kingdom, online, and of course via BBC Sounds, you're listening to 5 Live. I'm Duncan Barks and this is Up All Night. Shortly, we'll bring you the latest regarding the protests coming out of Hong Kong, but first, should we talk about the cricket? All right, let's reflect on an amazing 24 hours of sport, especially at Lord's Cricket Ground. And if you haven't heard yet, then I don't know where you've been, because England are world champions for the first time after the closest game ever. After the normal 50 overs, the match was tied, with both teams scoring 241 runs, so the match went down to the Super Over. Never seen before in a one-day international, never mind a World Cup final. It's cricket's equivalent of the penalty shootout, and in the end, this is how it finished.
It's come to this. Here's the last ball.
And people love the characters, and that is a hell of an achievement.
It is, and the characters and the stories were really sort of what marked it out as an enduring comedy. And I think what you were saying about being able to revisit it and find things that you didn't see when you first watched it or however many times you watched it is kind of part of its ubiquity, I think.
Yeah, and you spend many times knocking around, or many years knocking around with James Corden.
Yeah,
you're still in contact with James. I see him on the telly from time to time. Not doing the big guest interviews, but he's always on an advert trying to park a Mercedes car for some insurance company.
He's filling his boots.
You still talk to him from time
to time? Yeah, I spoke to him a couple of weeks ago, and we have very interesting and amusing text conversations about Los Angeles, which probably aren't for the radio.
Diplomatic, I like that. And on a personal note, I was reading stuff last night. White Hart Lane, Spurs fan?
Yeah.
Yeah, when were you last there?
Ooh.
What wasn't a great score last night, was it?
No, yeah. I don't think Europe's for us. We've gone full Brexit on it.
I've got to be honest with you, it's not in my record collection alongside the Steely Dan album. So, Chi-Chi, what's this music all about? Who is it?
This is Beyoncé, and it is Formation from her current visual album, Lemonade. And we're playing that because she performed it as part of a massive 16-minute singing and dancing melody on last night's MTV VMA Awards, the Video Music Awards in the States.
Was it any good?
Her performance was outstanding. Beyoncé, I have to say, in terms of artists that I've ever seen live, is up there, because she is a performer that can sing and dance with gusto live, and that is such a rare thing these days.
Incidents that go far beyond what they're intended to be. That is the big concern.
That's Robin Brandt in the South Korean capital. Now, let's end with news of one radio station in the eastern United States, which is playing its role in keeping American families together. Every Monday evening between 9 and 10, WMMT's Calls from Home program records messages from relatives and friends from across America to broadcast to their loved ones incarcerated in prisons in the Appalachian region.
My name is Terrence Ray. We're sitting here at the Studio C.
Up All Night.
I'm Duncan Barks. Good to have you along. Let's turn our attention to Brussels. The British Prime Minister, David Cameron, has said his final summit with other EU leaders was a positive, calm and constructive meeting. He said there was a tone of sadness and regret at Britain's decision to leave the EU, but there was a universal respect for the decision among European leaders. Mr. Cameron said Britain wouldn't turn its back on Europe, and he hoped the closest possible relationship could be negotiated outside the European Union. He also defended holding the referendum.
I'm sorry we lost the referendum. I think we made a very strong case, but you have to accept the result of the British people, accept the verdict. I'm a Democrat. And so, of course, I regret the outcome, but I don't regret holding the referendum. I think it was the right thing to do. I've been immensely proud to be Prime Minister of our country for 6 years. It's been a huge honour. But at the end of the day, you fight for what you believe in. And if you win, good. If you lose, then you have to accept the verdict. And the verdict I accept is not only that Britain has voted to leave the European Union, but it's right for a fresh leader to come along and take on that challenge of the next chapter in our country's story. That someone new needs to come and take us to the next destination. What I think I can do is provide the stability we need right now and start the work of setting out what the options are so the new Prime Minister can come in and make those decisions.
That's Prime Minister David Cameron. The President of the European Council, Donald Tusk, said the UK should specify its intentions about its EU membership as soon as possible.
Our discussions were calm and measured. Leaders understand that some time is now needed to allow the dust to settle in the UK. But they also expect the intentions of the UK government to be specified as soon as possible.
Meanwhile, the President of the European Commission, Jean-Claude Juncker, said if a Leave campaigner became Britain's Prime Minister, he would expect an immediate notification letter from them about Article 50.
We want this letter to be sent as soon as possible. If someone from the Remain camp will become British Prime Minister, this has to be done in 2 weeks after his appointment. If the next British PM is coming from the Leave campaign, it should be done the day after his appointment.
Well, let's get more on this. Our Europe reporter Nick Beek joined me earlier from Brussels.
Well, Duncan, this was an attempt by the European leaders to put a brave face on what's happened. They